Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, everybody.
Listen up.
Up and at 'em.
It's Wednesday.
It's a brand new day.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Someone woke up on the rosy side of the bed.
Wrong.
Not the morning personality. Well, never you mind. I am.
Well, in that case.
Entertain me.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime.
I don't know if I could do it today. It's the third Wednesday in May in an even-numbered year. Normally, I don't work on that day, but I suppose.
I suppose
I could press on and get this thing done. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf show. I got to tell you, I had a frustrating trip to the grocery yesterday. I think they're just not having any toilet paper just to tick us off. By this time, there should be toilet paper, don't you think? I mean, come on.
I know, it's a crappy situation.
It's all gone, so people keep buying it because they're scared they're going to run out because everybody else keeps buying it. It's just this constant thing.
But isn't there a limit at most places? You can only buy one pack or two packs?
Yeah, it's one pack per customer.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go in, the shelves are completely bare. Went to three places, no TP at any of them.
Mm.
It is right now. All right, let's get this Wednesday party started. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale, O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. By the way, today's our 59th day, guys.
Really?
Of working from home. Day 59 today.
Feels like 8 years.
I know it does, and we found out we're going to be doing it a lot longer. Our company is, anyway. Hey, let's get that good news story. Andy, what do you got for us this morning?
So there's a guy named Terrence Lester. He started a couple years ago his own organization called Love Beyond Walls, and it's one that helps out the homeless community. He says he really wanted to do something that was greater than himself. And so he's been just, you know, working with them and trying to get them, the haircuts they need and the health care that they could use and shelters and things like that. Well, back in March, he actually created something new, and it's a new program extended through his organization. It's called Love Sinks In, and it's a program that has provided portable hand washing stations for the homeless.
Okay.
Which I think is great because he started it right as this coronavirus thing went crazy. And I know from personal experience with my mom, she works in the health department, and since schools are closed, she normally is a school nurse, she's done the homeless portion of reaching out to these people in the streets and checking them and making sure they're okay. So I think this is one of those things that just comes back to it was appropriate for the time, and it's going to have great use in the future as well. But it's another step in helping keep the homeless, healthy. And you always need to wash your hands, but especially during the pandemic and the virus going around. And God bless, I saw one on the side of the road pick up trash and open up like a Bojangles box, opened it up to look for the food on the inside, tore me up. So it's like they're digging into other people's stuff to try to get themselves fed and taken care of. So just, you never know what this virus might be. And shout out to Terrence for creating something so cool and so great for these homeless people.
Yay, Terrence!
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf show presents 5 After Laughter.
I've been hiking. The first thing you notice when you go hiking is it's a mistake. Oh, we're not walking anywhere in particular. There's nothing at the end of this trail. There's no bar or restaurant. Not even a vending machine. We're just idiots. There's always that moment when you go hiking when you realize, oh no, now we have to walk back. There's no exit through the gift shop. I wanna like hiking. It's like horseback riding. You wanna like it, and then you get on a horse and you're like, that's right, I'm not a 12-year-old girl. Get me off this poor animal. But hiking is huge. It's huge. There's hiking clothing. There's clothing for walking outside. I thought all clothing was for walking outside. And there's whole parts of the country, the entire Pacific Northwest. Everyone's dressed like there could be an impromptu hike at a moment's notice. Well, I'm going for a coffee, but you never know what a hike might break out.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's Wednesday. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, but it's also Weird Wednesday. Stories and tales of the unexplained.
I like this.
Today's story is of Jen Bricker. Jen was adopted when she was a small child from an orphanage. She was born with no legs. She was born in Romania, but she had a heck of a spirit on her. But she had no legs. It didn't stop her, though. She dreamed of being a gymnast. It's all she wanted to do, so much so that she was drawn to it and used her arms to work her body in a way that made her a gymnast. Her goal was to be like her idol, Olympic gold gymnast Dominique Morsonneau. Bricker eventually turned her spirit into a career as an award-winning tumbler and aerialist.
Wow.
But her focus on Morsonneau may have been more than gymnastics. Because you see, in 2003, Bricker discovered that Morsonneau was actually her biological sister.
Wow.
What?
Her birth parents were both Olympic gymnasts. Since then, Bricker, Morsonneau, and a third sister, Christina, have all connected. So she wanted to be this gymnast. Something was driving her to be a gymnast. And her idol was this girl who turned out to be her biological sister that she was separated from at a very young age.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
That's weird. That's why we call it Weird Wednesday.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Well, happy Wednesday. We made it to a time that I enjoy the most. It's time for five fun facts for your Wednesday. Did you know the guy who invented Velcro got the idea when he was walking his dog in the woods and saw how burrs were clinging to its fur?
Hey, the inspiration for something brilliant could come anywhere, anytime, and that's a prime example. Look how much Velcro is used today.
Oh, so many. I still have shoes that do it because I don't know how to tie.
That's right.
Today, two things in one. Today is Be a Millionaire Day, which is hopeful.
I think I'd be good at that. I really would. I'd be a good millionaire.
I'm sure you would. And it's also National Rescue a Dog Day.
Ah, because it's Wet Nose Wednesday.
Look at how that timed out. So perfect.
We'll have one of those dogs for you coming up here in just a few minutes.
On this day in 1874, did you know Levi's were first sold for $13.50 a dozen?
Wow.
A little over a dollar. Can you believe that? Also, did you know boxers and their managers didn't originally throw a towel into the ring to give up? In the 18th and 19th centuries, they threw a sponge into the ring.
That makes sense. That's what they had handy in the bucket there where they wiped down the boxer's face. So they would just throw that in. Yeah.
You advance that knowledge even more. Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we're going to talk about the Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck Norris isn't short for Charles.
Yeah, I know what this is. I know the answer to this.
Dale, what is it?
Carlos.
That's it.
Wow.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Today's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. It's also National Adopt a Pet Day today. So
yeah,
it all ties in together. What do you got for us today, Annie?
Okay, so Guilford County Animal Shelter sent me over the cutest picture of Gilbert. He is an orange tabby cat. And he is super fun and playful and loves people and wants to, like, you know, rub his little face against you. They say he's one of the favorites there at the shelter. And he really needs a lot of socializing. Gilbert is a social butterfly.
Aww.
And they said that right now he's feeling super stressed out and he just really needs to get out. So if you want to get your little hands on cute Gilbert, you can see more about him either on our Facebook or Instagram, or go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, and that's where everything Guilford County Animal Shelter will be.
Does he meow like Gilbert Godfrey?
I hope not.
Can you imagine if he did?
Meow!
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, good morning to you. Tomorrow on The Wake Up with The Wolf Show, we're going to talk about songs that bring back memories of your senior year and your graduation.
Ooh, count them. 10 years ago. I've got a whole list.
All right, so 10 years for you, Chase. Also 10 years since your graduation from high school.
And what is it, 80 for you, Dale?
It's 40. This year's my 40th high school graduation. So think about it and post them up. Annie's going to put up a poll on social media. We want to know, what's the song that defines your senior year and your graduation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.